Hey kids, you want some candy? Welcome to the Pod Smack Podcast. I'm Dan Balboni.
Shannon Cooley.
And we are without Joe Jones today.
He's too busy for us.
He was a big maybe to begin with, and then he got too hungover to go to UConn football game, and he's out running errands right now. So, oh well. We will move soldier on without him.
Now he's all domesticated again. He has errands to run.
Just a couple quick notes. Our email, podsmack1@gmail.com. We would like to get any comments you have on the show. If you, for example, last week we did our top five horror cliches. If you think we missed something, go ahead, email us, let us know. You can reach us at Twitter at @GetPodsmack and our website, www.gotpodsmack.blogspot.com. And I'm going to have to break down and actually, I think, register a web address to make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
I think it's only $5 a year or something.
Go daddy it. I'm sure we'll be fine.
So, now, how was your week, Shannon? There's one thing I wanted to ask you about right off the bat. Your murder mystery.
Oh.
Dinner.
Yeah. Let me tell you this, okay? This is not what I was expecting at all.
Okay.
So, I had always wanted to go to one of these murder mystery dinner, you know, things. And I expected it to be a show, whereas you would have to watch it and figure out what happened. That's what I was expecting. A whole show along with the dinner.
Yep.
Okay. What I got was two actors, and they made people at the tables be the other characters in the thing. And my team, my table, was my wife and I, a mentally handicapped person that was unable to talk to us, and her caretaker.
Nice.
Yes. So, yeah. So, needless to say...
Did you call bullshit at this point?
Needless to say, we were handicapped from the beginning.
Okay.
But we were wrong. We were, like, totally wrong. And as soon as he said one thing, I knew where we were wrong, and I knew what had happened, but wrong. So,
can I guess who done it?
Sure.
Was it the pretty blonde lady?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's... So, if I was to do one of these again, we would have to go with, like at least two other people, if not four other people, so that we could have our own table and, you know, have our own team. Because it was just not what I was expecting. It was kind of fun, but I had to talk to strangers, and I don't like doing that.
You had to be nice to people.
And the dinner, I looked online and saw the choices for dinner for the special events, and one of them was filet mignon, and what I got was top sirloin. So I was not happy about that substitution. Yeah, so...
I could see the mistake there.
Yeah, and I don't know, the food was kind of portioned on the small side for what I paid for it, so... But, it was a fun night. It was a different thing to do. We had fun. We got an award for being dead last, so that was good. Yeah.
So what happened there? Now you said the diners had to play people, or
yeah, the diners had to be characters, and one of the diners ended up being the murderer.
So I mean, were you a character as well?
Or? No, the caretaker that was on our team was the character.
Oh, so only one person per table?
Some tables had two people, depending how big the table was. But yeah, it was not what I was expecting. So,
but you would do it again?
I'd do it again if I could get a group of people I knew to go, because then what we realize is they make you go talk to people, but you don't really have to do that, because you can just wait until the wrap-up, because the detective goes around and, like, names all the important clues. So if you just listen to him...
So basically they even break down the clues, so you don't even have to do anything. You can just sit there and...
No, because the more you go and talk to people, the more you mess yourself up, which is what we did. We, like, went and talked to everybody and got ourselves all wrapped up in this, like, convoluted theory of what happened. And if we had just listened to the clues the detective gave us, then we would have solved it easily. So,
all right.
But nobody solved it completely.
No one did?
Yeah. So it made me feel a little better that, like, not everybody else had it right. We were wrong.
Now, did you end up having any craziness on Halloween night, or did it stay relatively calm?
No, I had to go work, and it was supposed to be crazy, and it wasn't. I think mostly, one, it was a little cold, and two, it rained, so that helped. So I'm glad for that.
That's good. Our big thing was is we were going to have our first Halloween, and we were hoping for trick-or-treaters, and not so much. We got a few, but it was funny because I was going out to pick up some takeout. And as I was driving out, you know, through the neighborhood, I saw kids going around with their parents and stuff. And part of me thought, maybe I should just stop and pull over and roll down the window and say, hey, kids, you want some candy? Head down to that. And then realize at that point, probably a mistake.
That would be creepy.
Creepy. Which plays, speaking of creepy, this trend will come back later as I got in my notes here. But, nothing really eventful other than that. My nephew was on the news, though, last night, apparently. They were in, I guess, Channel 40 was up in your end of the woods on Gillette Ave.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and of course, somehow he ends up... He always seems to get interviewed for whatever reason.
My son, too. My son's so cute, and they just look at him, and they're like, oh, we want to talk to him. It's like... He's literally been in the paper, I think, like a dozen times, and he's been interviewed, like, on video several times for things. Tell me something good. I think if anything good happened to me this week, it was kind of a crappy week overall. I don't know. We had a good trick-or-treating last night. My son had a really good time, so that was just about all that was good this week.
See, I have a few things on here for notes. One is the Washington Redskins beat the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they did. Barely. Barely.
I believe a win's a win.
Barely.
And we get RG3 back this week, which is also
good. And he'll be out again next week. As soon as someone nails him in the knee.
We did get an email from Lauren this week.
Did we?
Yes. He sent me a link to, I guess apparently he...
You have to be careful of Lauren's links. You cannot open them when you're around other people or when you're at work, because you never know what he's going to send you.
Well, he's been relatively good as far as that for me, but... No, I guess he listens to another podcast, and the episode he listened to had something similar with horror cliches. They went down with basically their cliches, but things that shouldn't be in horror movies anymore because they're not scary.
Yeah.
So I gave that a listen, and there's a couple things that we missed that weren't on any of our lists that should have been. And
what'd you get?
One of them was when you look into the mirror and there's a monster there or a spirit, and then you turn around and it's gone.
Oh, yeah. That's stupid.
And then you have the infamous writing in blood that appears on walls.
Yeah, it's not really that easy to write with blood. I don't know if anybody's ever tried that before, but it doesn't... It's not easy.
And how would you know that it's not easy to write with blood on the wall? Or do I want to know this?
No. It's college. You know, you do things.
You know, you kill a bomb, you write...
You're trying to scare people.
Don't even want to know.
Yeah, you end up with corn syrup instead because it's easier.
Poor corn. And then we got a text. I got a text from Samu. He actually gave, I don't know if he was intending it to be, but he sent me a link, and it actually ended up to be a pretty decent idea for a theme for one of our shows, one of our podcasts. And I was going to work on it this week. However, when Joe said that he was definitely probably not going to be able to make it.
Definitely probably not.
I said, well, let's keep this in my back pocket for now. Annoying food trends. I don't know if you want to talk about any of them.
Oh, I love food trends.
You
mean like the Cronut?
No. Well, I'll give you...
that was like so last year, the Cronut.
Well, technically that's partly in there. So we'll get it. It's like 10 annoying food trends that need to end now. We won't go through all of them. But one of them jumped out right at me is the... They're calling it the kale creep, where everything now is made out of kale.
I hate kale. Can I tell you how much I despise kale? It does not taste good. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you fry it and put salt on it and call it a chip. It's not a chip. Potatoes make up chips, not kale. Kale sucks.
Yeah.
I even tried to put it in soup once because I was like, I like cabbage in soup. I like spinach in soup. Maybe I'll... No.
That's because you
literally picked it all out.
That's because kale doesn't break down and get nice.
It's like hard. It doesn't matter what you do to it. It's still hard.
It's funny because my wife loves kale.
Yeah, I know. She grew it.
She grew it out in the flower bed this year. Yeah. And so the
my wife was like, "That's so pretty. What is that?" She's like, "It's kale." She's like, "The kind you eat?" She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "You want some?" She's like, "No."
Wait, your wife, the vegetarian.
My vegetarian wife does not like vegetables, okay? She's a very limited vegetable menu.
Jeez. The other one, juice cleansing. Also, known as the liquid method for slow starvation.
I don't believe in juicing or juice cleansing or cleansing. Your body naturally cleanses itself.
Well, that's what they were saying, and this was funny because I just want to read this. Your body's a giant. This is from the article. The body's a giant walking trash compactor with a self-cleaning function. It is literally cleaning your insides while you're reading this. Guess where I was while I was reading this?
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. So literally, yeah. I was.
Believe me, I have no doubt that my body cleanses itself at least on a daily basis, if not several times a day.
There's
okay?
no way. If I was on a juice, I couldn't go to work.
Yeah.
It would just be miserable.
Yeah. Like cabbage soup diet was like a thing once, and I was like, no, I cannot do that. You're kidding me?
Cabbage soup. If I ate cabbage soup, I wouldn't be allowed in the house.
Yeah, I know.
It would just be atrocious. Then you have the pumpkinification.
Oh, don't even get me started on pumpkin spice. People do not like pumpkin. They're like, oh, I love pumpkin. No, you don't. You love spice. You love nutmeg, ginger, and cinnamon blend. That's what you like. You like spices. You do not like pumpkin, because if I gave you pumpkin and said, here's pumpkin, you'd be like, what is this disgusting crap?
You know how you can easily prove that? Is you can give someone a sweet potato pie and they would think it's pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Because they use the same exact spices. Yeah. It tastes exactly. Texturally, it might be a little different.
It's a little different. No. And I don't like either one of them. Because it's like baby poop. It's disgusting.
The new quinoa.
First of all, quinoa is not new. It's an ancient grain. It's been around forever.
Well, that's what they're saying. Now after this, now they're moving on to new super...
Now it's amaranth or whatever it is. Yeah,
they list a couple of them here.
All these different things. Like these are things that you used to be able to get for like 99 cents a pound at the health food store. And now it's like $27 a pound.
Here's the thing. If it cooks like rice and you use it like rice, why don't you just eat rice?
Well, some of it is better for you. Like bulgur is a lot better for you than rice. But
I know it depends
on what kind of rice you're eating. If you're eating white... You know, rice that has been stripped of all nutrients, then...
Yeah, the good kind.
Yeah, kind I like.
The kind I like. Yeah.
But if you eat brown rice, I suppose it's not that different than quinoa.
Or when they turn it yellow after they take white rice and they cook it in Spanish food. That's another way I like.
Saffron? Yes. Oh, I like that stuff.
That's good stuff. But, no, could you imagine trying to use quinoa or bulgur if you're having Chinese food or something?
No.
Ever to have brown rice? They give that as an option.
Yeah, I've tried it, because they're like, it's so much better for you. So I tried it, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it looks disgusting.
Try to add, beef and broccoli and try to put it over brown rice, and you're just like, because it's chewy. Like, it has like a different texture, brown rice. You have to actually chew it. I don't know. I like sticky rice. That's what I like, white sticky rice.
And then they go on to talk about how food is now being advertised from the farm.
Where the hell else does it come from?
That's exactly it. They basically are trying to get through the idea that the food is fresh. So why don't you just say fresh instead of farm? Or farm to table. How else is it?
Yeah, farm to table. Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like, because I know a lot of restaurants do this. Because they're trying to differentiate themselves from, like, Chili's.
Yeah.
Where the food is mass-produced and it comes from, like, all the way across the country. You know, this cow was killed down the road. Like, if he tastes better than that cow, that's fine. Yeah. But if he doesn't, I don't care. Like, I want the cow that tastes the best.
Well, and that's also weird because you hear people talk about you want your this fresh and this fresh. But they're saying, especially up, like, if you get salmon from up in Alaska, if they flash freeze it right away, you're not going to get anything fresher than that.
And, like, meat, like, yeah. I don't want a fresh steak. I want a dry-aged steak that's been sitting there and rotting for several weeks. And then they chop everything off and serve it to me.
Now, why do you have to tell people that dry-aged means sitting there rotting for...
That's what it is. If people...
I know what it is, but...
It is. They rot the outside of the meat. and it makes it tender.
Well, that's what they have in a lot of the cold cuts in Italy. They stuff it and they let it cure. And
which is another word for rotting.
And they cut off all the crap afterwards. Yeah. And then, yeah.
It's like cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese is moldy.
Yeah.
And they cut the mold off and you eat the rest.
Yeah, I won't eat moldy bread, so go figure that one out.
Moldy bread's nasty. It's usually hard, too, at that point.
And the other one is pretending that the paleo diet is incredibly healthy.
Okay, anything where you're eating bacon, eggs, meat.
It's the caveman diet.
Yeah, they died really early.
That's what it says, so, you know, when the average lifespan of the person was like 20 years, you don't really want to mimic what they ate.
No. Like, I understand the basic concept of it I like, which is don't eat processed foods, eat fresh foods, but they go too far.
Well, I love this quote in this in the article where it says, you know how a caveman would feel about a plate of spaghetti?
Mmm.
Ecstatic.
Like, yummy. What's this?
Like I say, man invented fire because food tastes better cooked.
Yeah.
And this is one I'm super guilty of, and then we'll...
Is it cupcakes? Because I love cupcakes.
No. This is putting everything in mason jars. I always drink out of mason jars, but apparently it's becoming... In higher-end restaurants, a lot of places are using things that your grandmother would have used, I guess. So that's to be trendy.
Yeah. I mean, we used mason jars at our wedding and stuff because they're... I mean, and they're not all that cheap anymore. They used to be cheap. You used to be able to get them, but... Like, I've tried the salad in a mason jar before, and it just doesn't work. Like, you can't... Like I put the stuff in there, and I'm layering it all in there, and then they're like, shake it and mix the dressing up. I'm like, I can't. There's so much stuff in there, I don't have any room to shake it. Like, it just doesn't work for me. So, I do like putting my overnight oatmeal in it, though.
It's so funny you mention that, because one of the things it says is, and don't dare serve a salad in a mason jar.
Yeah, it's layered and not mixed up, so... It doesn't work. I don't know.
And then the last one we're going to talk about real quick is, and you brought up this with the cronut, frankenfood.
Yeah, I've never actually had a cronut, so these might be the most delicious things on earth, but I'm not standing in line for 8 hours to get one.
Yeah. Well, even that, and like they said, fusion is fine, but sometimes people get ridiculous with trying to put the, like my brother swears by, like at the Biggie, they got the crazy burger.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that, okay? If I took a fresh Krispy Kreme burger and a burger from, like, Arnold's and some thick-cut bacon and some good cheese and I cooked it all up in my house and served it to you, you would be like, this is amazing. But you know what they do with the Big E? They get day-old donuts from God knows where. They get a frozen hamburger from the same place that every other hamburger place sells you to. The cheapest bacon they can find and processed American cheese. They put it together, charge you $11, and call it a crazy burger. And everybody's like, this is amazing. No, your scale for amazing is broken because it's not amazing. It's an interesting combo of foods that would be so much better if Latitude across the street made it.
And for those who don't know, Latitudes is a...
fancy restaurant.
A relatively fancy restaurant. You know. I just don't understand the concept of using donuts as a roll for a burger. Well, I don't like that idea.
It's... And it only works if the other ingredients are savory enough to cut the sweetness of the donut. Like, if the other stuff is too sweet, it doesn't... Like, it just, it's got to be, like, perfect, and theirs is not perfect.
And then, was that the last thing you eat all day? Because there's probably 2,000 calories per burger.
A minimum. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, let's quickly jump off. I got some TV talk to talk to you about, and I know you were talking about wanting to see it, but you missed it. I assume you got it recorded, maybe, McCarthy's?
I don't have a DVR.
Oh,
I do have on demand though.
Okay, so let's hope it's on demand.
Or on the app or whatever.
I liked it. It got absolutely obliterated in the ratings or in the reviews.
Oh, yeah.
It was getting negative reviews before the first episode came out.
Well, it's gonna do really good in Boston.
It's gonna be huge in Boston.
It's gonna do really good with my fan base, which is New Kids on the Block fans, because Joey McIntyre's in it. And it's probably going to do really good with anybody that liked, like, Everybody Loves Raymond or, you know, those kind of shows.
Yeah.
So, other than that, everybody else can screw off.
Well, you need enough viewers to keep it on air.
Yeah.
Do you know the rough premise of the...
It's like a Boston family, yeah. And they have five kids, and the mom and the dad are overbearing and all that
four,
kind of stuff.
Four kids.
Yeah.
You have the twins, which is Joey McIntyre and this...
McIntyre.
Whatever. And this huge guy.
A huge guy?
Yeah, he's like...
Is he, like, fat huge or just...
Big. Tall? He's big.
Like Raymond's brother?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Broader shoulders, but yeah, that idea. They're twins, and I've seen...
They're twins? How do they get to be twins?
They show previews on that discussion, and then they have one brother who is gay. He's kind of like the main character.
He's the one that the mom likes.
Yeah, he's the mom's favorite. You have Laurie Metcalf that plays a mom who's really good at anything I've seen her in.
Who is gay in real life.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's from Roseanne, right? She was a sister.
Yeah,
she's gay in real life.
And just on a side note... And I still see this coming out, and I don't know. To me, I just don't think it is necessary anymore. It's where every time a celebrity has to now announce that they're coming out, I don't see the need of it for anymore. No one cares.
People care.
I don't know. I just don't see the need for it anymore. I guess back in the day, maybe, but...
Well, we don't need any more white people to come out. I need other races to come out so that, you know, people... aren't having on the down low issues. Unless you need some more of that, you know. I need some diversity in the coming outs lately. I'm getting a lot of white people.
I mean, I can't remember who it was, but I remember one celebrity that had that came out, and I was like, yeah, and I was like, I thought they already did come out.
Oh, you know? Was it Brian Boitano?
No, it wasn't.
Freaking
him.
Ice skater from the Olympics. We're like, dude, yeah. Really?
No. I think it was a woman that came out, and I was like, yeah, no kidding. And, you know, it was like, I don't know. I guess I'm to the point where I'm not really.
Well, because you don't care.
Yeah,
that's why.
Like, yeah.
But there are plenty of people that still care. Like, here's Tim Cook, the head of Apple products or whatever they're calling it now, came out.
Yeah, he's the latest
one. This week,
he's
the latest one. He came out, and of course, Ted Cruz, Republican, condemned him. And said, it's a personal choice, you shouldn't bring it up. First of all, it's not a fucking choice, you moron.
No.
And second of all, it is a big deal. So, good for him.
Okay. He could be your winner of the week.
I'm a winner? Did he win? I don't know if he won. You know.
No.
I don't know. We're going to check the stock price, see if it went up or down.
And then you have the daughter, who
apparently
is the mother's least favorite.
She seems overly dramatic, that one.
And then the father, but...
Isn't the father from Rescue Me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's And he's a Boston guy.
Yeah, I like him.
And it was the first episode, not bad. It's gonna be your typical sitcom. And the father is... Yeah.
Is it like the dumb father?
He's kind of dumb where... I don't know if you saw the commercials, the jokes he plays, but he was referring to... He used the term, someone is being a les, and then her son goes, bien, he goes, she's being a les. But, and then, you know, he does something in there that he thinks is supposed to be good for his son, and while his son goes, I appreciate it, but it is highly offensive, you know, that type of thing.
That's the stuff my dad used to do. I had to tell him, that's actually offensive, you can't actually do that. It's like a whole generational gap thing.
I know you think you're trying to put things in the right space.
I don't think you are. And I know you think because they're boys and I'm a girl that, you know, that word doesn't apply to me, but it's still offensive. So please don't use it anymore.
Okay.
I actually had to have that conversation. Don't worry, my dad doesn't even know what a podcast is, so there's no way he's going to listen to this.
Or would he know how to download?
No, he doesn't. He's not allowed to use the computer because every time he does it, he breaks something.
Virus download. And then one show that we watched, I caught up on, was Grace Point. You watched that at all?
No, that looks good.
I just want to throw my theory out there, and if we have any listeners that watch it, I want to get their opinion. But I think I know who the killer is already. It's the priest.
It's always the priest
because he looks like a pedophile. Although they now introduced...
Who doesn't look like...
Now they introduced a character that apparently was a pedophile, so that might be eating into my theory.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Nick Nolte's on the show. He plays an old
Nick
sea captain.
Nolte?
Yeah. It took a while because, again, amazed. My wife picked up on this, and I'll touch on something else she picked up on. But she goes, "Oh, that's Nick Nolte." And I'm like, I'm looking at him, I'm like, I don't see it. But as soon as you hear him talk, it's like, yeah, that's Nick Nolte. You can't really change his voice.
There's a lot of people that are like that. Like when I was watching The Sixth Sense, I'm like, that's Donnie Wahlberg. They're like, no, it's not. I'm like, that's Donnie Wahlberg. Now he's way too skinny. I'm like, dude, I listen to so many New Kids on the Block songs. I know that that's Donnie Wahlberg. And it was. It was his first, like, acting
role. I don't recall him saying, oh.
No, he didn't. But I know his voice.
He was great in Band of Brothers. Did you see Band of Brothers?
I don't think so. He's great in Blue Bloods. I love that show. I'm just, like, 3 seasons behind on it.
Did you watch Gotham this week?
I did.
What'd you think?
I still like Gotham. It's like a guilty pleasure now at this point, though, because it's like, you're getting a little ridiculous.
You know what got me? I was getting to that point where, okay, I don't know, I kind of still like the overarching story following that, but what got really interesting was the end of the end of the episode last week.
This one or the one last week?
This past one.
This one we just watched?
Yeah, yeah.
With the goat?
Yeah, the goat episode. But the end where What's-His-Face shows up in the police station after Jim Gordon's arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The penguin guy.
Yeah. And I thought that made it interesting, especially the setup next week's episode.
Well, yeah, because now you're like, now they know he's not dead. Now his partner is pissed at him. And now what's going to happen? I mean, clearly he doesn't die because...
It's Jim Gordon. And we know Penguin doesn't die.
We know Penguin doesn't die, so...
But it
kind of ruins it, suspense factor.
Did you see the previews for next week?
No, because I watched it on demand and I didn't see the preview.
They've been showing commercials for it. There's a shootout in the police station and some guy, it's a bald guy, and he's shooting at Jim Gordon. And Jim Gordon's like, show me what you got or something. So they're in the police station in a shootout, like standing on desks, pulling guns out. And the guy's doing like backflips and shit.
Yeah, here's the thing. In a real shootout, people get shot. Like, in the movies, like, they got machine guns, and people are, you know, they're emptying their clips, and nobody's dead. Like, when, in real life, even moron gangbangers hit people and kill them.
Just so, not the ones they're aiming for.
Usually not the ones they're aiming for. But, still.
So, did you see anything this week that actually interests you, or no?
Shows-wise?
TV shows, yeah.
I don't have any new shows. You know what I did watch? And I know you say you don't watch this one anymore, but I watched... I was 2 episodes behind on Scorpion, so I watched... Not this latest one, but the one before that. And it, for the first time, it said, based on the true story of Walter... I didn't realize this was a real guy.
Yeah.
This is based on a real guy's life.
Well, I think
it's... loosely based, probably.
I think it's based on a kid who hacked into NASA, and then they just fast-forwarded it. And I don't know, I'd have to look it up. I'm just still, like I said, what annoyed me most about that show was they didn't tell me the backstories of these different characters. I mean, they were dragging along, and the actors...
They still haven't gotten into the backstories very well.
And the acting isn't very, very good.
No, it's not very, very good, but it's good enough that I'm interested. And the funny thing was, is on the on-demand, they keep plugging Elementary, which is kind of a similar genius kind of
thing. Yeah.
So, which I haven't watched yet, but I'm very interested in watching. So.
Well, you watched the BBC version.
I watched Sherlock.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Benedict Cumberbatch, who I'm so excited for later. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
But, because I really like him. I think he's a great actor. But
and how'd you pronounce the last name?
Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Isn't that it?
I don't know. That's not how I would pronounce it based on
Benedict
looking how it's...
Cumberbatch.
I call him Cumberbatch, but...
Cumberbatch? I don't think it's... I think it's Cumberbatch.
It's like Ralph Fiennes?
Yeah. Beans. I don't know. Those English, you know, they're weird.
Damn English.
Damn English people. You know, they never existed. We wouldn't be here, but whatever.
Now, something happened. Did anything happen on Sons of Anarchy, which I don't watch, but I...
Oh, yes.
But I'm seeing a lot of stuff on the internet about...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. all right, this show is literally one of the most violent shows of all time on TV. It's like Game of Thrones violent, okay? Like, not in the grand scale of we're killing dozens of people at a time violent, but, like, almost more violent in the fact that individually these things that happen are so hard to watch that you're just like, did that really happen? Okay. And it happened to a character that you're very invested with. So you're like, you're sitting there, like your mouth drops open and you're like, how does this guy think this stuff up? Like, this guy's messed up in the head.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the Red Wedding, how messed up was it?
9.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Not so it's almost Red Wedding, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it okay. was like... And it's still ongoing. This is the problem. This is like a multi-episode arc.
Okay.
That was just the first thing that happened. And now you're like, what else is going to happen? This is insane. There's only 5 episodes left.
Yeah, this is the final season, so no one's safe. No one's guaranteed to make it to the end.
No. At this point, I don't know if anybody's going to make it to the end. I don't know what's going to happen.
Like, I don't know if I like that when they decide to do that, when they're doing a series.
There's really no other way for this to go down.
Okay. Like,
the whole thing is based on a lie that was told.
Okay.
A lie and a deception that was told at the end of the last season has led to every horrible thing that has happened this season.
Okay. Well, and that, just to briefly jump ahead, remember when I said someone sent me a text for a show idea?
Yeah.
Maybe we can tie this in and wait for, wait until this happens, but he was, he sent me a link, but he watches Boardwalk Empire, and I guess that had a really good series finale.
Yeah, I kind of have a couple friends that watch that, and they say that I should watch it, that I would really like it.
So I wanted to do an episode where we talk about TV...
Like best finales versus worst finales? Our
top 5 best series finale, the way the series ended. Something like that.
I'll tell you, and Sopranos will not be on my list.
I have a few other ideas for that, but that was a show I was going to be working on, but maybe we should wait for after your Game of Thrones, after Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I know. The thing is like, I need there to be a finale. I need there to be some sort of resolution, and I just don't, in 5 episodes, I don't see how this is, unless everybody dies, I don't see how there's going to be a resolution. I can speculate as to what I think is going to happen, but really, there's only 5 episodes left. Like, and you're going, and now granted, these are more than an hour because it's on FX, so, and this is one of the reasons why I stopped watching it live, because it's on at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it started going to 11:10, 11:15, 11:20. I'm like, I cannot stay up this late on a Tuesday night. I'm old. I can't watch this. But it's I don't know what's gonna happen.
See, I am waiting for one of my series to come back on FX, which is Justified, and that is probably coming to an end soon as well. You ever watched Justified?
I haven't. That has Timothy Olyphant in it.
Oliphant. Kevin Smith likes to call him Oliphantastic.
Oliphantastic. Yeah. He was on a show that I really liked. Several years ago.
Oh.
I don't remember. It was like one of those, you know, brothers and sisters type shows. It was good.
So, I guess the only other thing I'd like to, you know, at least partially spoiler is they had HBO signed several Game of Thrones actors till season 7.
I did see that, but here's my theory. I think they would sign him and pay him anyway and kill him.
Kill him off still?
I think they would.
You don't think they're safe?
I don't think that I don't think that means they're safe.
Well, I know, in my opinion, at least 3 of them probably are definitely safe.
Well, here's the ones that signed. The ones that signed were Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Tyrion, Cersei, and Jaime Lannister.
And I believe Khaleesi signed, didn't she?
Yep. Well, they're dragon sign. And the Stark kids.
Yeah.
Ira? I don't understand your name.
All the Stark kids are just the main two.
At least 2.
The girl and the boy. I have to imagine Snow and the Imp and Khaleesi make it to the end.
I think Snow's gonna end up ruling.
You think so?
I hope. That's what I hope. Although, who knows what's gonna happen. I don't know.
Okay, that No, I'm gonna leave that question for when Joe's back on the show. I have a question related to Game of Thrones.
All right.
So, all right, you want to get talking to what the big announcement was for in movie land? I guess.
Oh yeah, we had 33 movies announced through super. They're calling them the Comic Alliance Presents Super Movies, and what the next few years of your life looks like. So, it's the next 6 years of movies, and they announced 33 superhero movies. Now, some of them are not things that I really consider to be superhero movies, like Big Hero 6 is coming out, and they had that on there.
I want to see Big Hero 6.
I know, it looks cute, and we're going to take Sam, but I don't consider that to be a real superhero
movie. But it's a comic, it's based on a comic book.
It is, yes, but it's a cartoon.
Okay.
So, it's a little different. But, there are some really good ones that I'm excited for, and then other ones where I'm like,
okay.
Like,
What's the one that you're seeing right now? Is the one that you want to see? If you had your top choice of the ones announced,
well, the Age of Ultron's coming out in May, and I'm very, very excited.
Did you see the second trailer they released? I guess after the first one got leaked online, they did another one after the last Shield.
Well, I saw the extended version of the first one where they're all having a party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, here was the thing that they said about that. Like, I thought that the girl that was in that was Colby Smutters.
Yeah, it's not.
But it's not. It's some Asian actress that I don't know who that is.
It didn't look like Colby to me.
In one shot, it did. And then the other shots, it didn't. And I was like, who is that? But
I picked up two things from that scene. Obviously, one, I don't know if you noticed Captain America's attempt to pick up the hammer.
He almost budged it. Yeah, he budged it, and Thor was like, "Oh,
that
was funny."
That is a nod back to the comics, and that Captain America has actually wielded Thor's hammer in the comics. So,
and he is a noble and all that true and all that crap.
The other thing that I got out of there, which by the way, it's so bizarre that Ultron himself, just looking, he appears to look like Spader,
James Spader, yeah.
Just the way he walks, and I don't know, again, I don't know if it's at all CGI or is Spader wearing, like, a suit and, you know, and they're superimposing over, I don't know how that's working.
I think he's just the voice. I think that's what they said, he's the voice of Ultron.
But I don't know if you got this out, but I think that scene is towards the end of the movie.
You think so?
Only because it looks like Ultron was pretty much worked over at that point. Just the way he was walking, it didn't seem like it seemed like they might have won the day and they were sitting down, relaxing. And
well, yeah, because when you see later in that trailer, he's like
a
lot like buffer and all that stuff. So
that either happens late in the movie or it's got to happen early in the movie. Yeah. But it's just weird the way it looked. So there's that. And then the one I'm looking forward to is obviously, as I've said in the past, Black Panther movie.
Yeah, that's... when is that coming out? That is...
Oh, that's a ways away. That's after the Captain America 3, which apparently is...
November 3rd of 2017 is Black Panther.
Yeah. But he's going to make his debut, apparently, or he's going to play a big part in that.
Captain America Civil War is May 6, 2016, so you've got to wait a year and a half for that one.
They actually came up with a different name for that. It's Serpent something or other, but... yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's the Civil War story.
I can tell you which one I'm not all that excited about, and I thought I would be more excited, is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man?
I like Paul Rudd. I'm just like, Ant-Man.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what they're going to do, because they're also bringing the original Ant-Man, which is Michael Douglas. He's playing the Henry Pym.
Yeah, so this is the second Ant-Man Paul Rudd is playing.
Yeah, and apparently Henry Pym is a wife beater, apparently. So we'll see how that angle plays out. What do you think about the announcement of Marvel Girl?
Captain Marvel?
No, Marvel has doing a Marvel Girl movie.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I heard Captain Marvel on July 6, 2018.
Well, Captain Marvel's DC, I believe.
Captain Marvel is Marvel. It's Captain
Marvel. Well, Shazam is actually Captain Marvel. They had to change it.
It says Marvel here.
Oh, no, the original Captain Marvel is Shazam. They had to change the name for lawsuit reasons.
So Shazam is April 5th, 2019, and that's by Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And there's another Green Lantern movie coming out. I tell you, I'm least excited about that one. There's just some weird ones coming out, like the Inhumans, which I don't even know all that much about them.
I know a little bit about the Inhumans. I actually picked up a comic book of theirs back in the day. They have a bulldog that can transport people, teleport people.
Sounds fun.
It's kind of like, it's part of, they're going to be tied in with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, because it's the extraterrestrials.
Yeah. And they have Avengers 3 is going to be the Infinity thing. And it's going to be broken into two movies.
Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there's just some weird ones coming out. Like, Aquaman's getting his own movie. Really? Give me a break. Aquaman sucks.
Let me ask you.
I know, and it's going to be my guy from Game of Thrones that I like a lot, but still. I mean, really?
Well, let me ask you this. You think Marvel announced all these movies based under DC announcing theirs? Because DC was getting a lot of publicity for having your non-typical, as they're calling them, your white male superhero movie, where they're bringing in, I think they announced, I don't know who it was supposed to, which, the Black Adam character, and then they were saying, well, you know, this is going to be the first movie with, you know, it's going to feature a black superhero, and then they're going to bring in the Wonder Woman movie they're going to have, and now the Flash is apparently not the same Flash in the TV series.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Those guys are good actors. Stephen Amell could totally pull off a Green Arrow movie.
Yeah.
Like, that literally is one of the best shows on TV. And I have no idea why they wouldn't put him in the Justice League movie.
Well, that kind of brings me to my next question, which I guess you're going to side with on the Marvel side of things. Who has it right? Is it Marvel for linking their TV series and movies together? Or do you think, like, the idea of DC keeping them separate?
I enjoy the continuity between the Marvel movies and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Yeah.
Because, to me, I'm invested in those movies, and I like the TV show, so it keeps it going for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll be little Easter eggs and little references of things where I'm like, oh. Then you go look at that, and you're like, oh, maybe that's going to happen.
Yeah,
so it's fun for me. I like how DC is doing the Arrow, Flash, like, you know, they're in the same universe.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they said that they're thinking of some other shows, and they're not going to be in the same universe.
Yeah.
So, there's one freaking universe.
Yeah.
It's called TV and movie. You know, like, it's called entertainment in the United States right now. Make it all together. Join it together. I like it better that way.
Okay.
And Stephen Amell is an awesome actor. So, anyone that would look at him and say he couldn't lead a movie, they're just stupid.
Yeah, I don't know how it would look, because Arrow has that certain look, especially the network it's on. It doesn't have that polished look. You know what I mean? It's not.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
But so was the Dark Knight trilogy. The Dark Knight trilogy was so dark. It literally, they could have been in the same city.
Okay. So, anything else on these movies you want to talk about?
No. The Deadpool movie's coming out. I'm excited about that.
Now is, what's his face going to do? The guy who was going to be Deadpool and the guy who was Lantern. I'm drawing a blank.
Ryan Reynolds. He's going to be Deadpool, yes.
Is he going to also play Green Lantern again? Or
I hope not. God forbid. Oh, but the other one that I was saying about Benedict Cumberbatch, they announced that he's going to be Doctor Strange.
How do you feel about that decision?
I love Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he can do anything. So, I think it's a good idea. But
I'm sure
a lot of people are not going to like it.
I like the other names I heard better, only because those guys seem to be a little stranger, I guess.
Well, if you ever watch Sherlock, you could see how he could kind of...
Well, wasn't he in...
He was in Star Trek.
Star Trek,
he was,
yeah. I heard the name Johnny Depp floated. I thought that would have been interesting.
It would have been. He's just too old.
And then I heard, you want to talk about strange, would be Joaquin Phoenix. I heard that name floated.
Again, older.
Well, Doctor Strange isn't young.
He's not young, but he's not 50. Which Johnny, I think Johnny Depp is close to 50, isn't
he? Yeah. I mean, Tony Stark's now really old. I mean, I don't know how long Robert Downey Jr.
Well, he's not, they're saying they read the script for the end of the Infinity Wars 2, Part 2, and none of them make it to the end of the movie.
Spoiler alert.
Chris Hemsworth said that, Thor.
Spoiler alert.
So, he said, I read the end and I'm not there.
Well.
Which could mean a number of things, but I think they're going to recast at that point. Or they're going to pass their hammers on to other people, such. You know, we've got a female Thor in the comics now, yeah. So.
I know one guy at work who's a big Thor fan that really isn't happy about that decision.
Well, you know.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense to him. I mean, he lived through the Thunder Frog. You know. Again, it's a different timeline and what have you. Whatever. Do you want to go over our top five must-see movies? Or
sure.
Okay, what we have here is I asked Shannon to do is come with a list. What we there's always those times where you're sitting on the couch, you're flipping through the cable, and you see a movie on, whether it's on regular TV or what, and for some reason you just cannot help yourself but want to watch them. So we're going to kind of go off maybe and see what our top five of these movies are. So I'll let Shannon go first.
All right, so I have a tie for number five. And it's three movies that are kind of the same kind of movie.
Okay.
But they, to me, they are all excellent movies. And I just can't stop watching them as soon as I hear it.
Okay.
And this is my Mafia selection. So I've got a tie between A Bronx Tale, Goodfellas, and The Godfather. If any of those come on TV, I have to watch them. I cannot turn it off. It's just literally impossible.
See, for me, and I will say one little thing about my list is the only thing I made on my top five list right now are comedies, because I guess those are the ones I get caught watching more often now. I had thought about putting Goodfellas on the list. The problem is if it's at a certain point in the movie, I'm not going to watch it at all. And that's after Joe Pesci's killed off that character.
You think I'm funny? What kind of funny am I? My ha-ha funny?
There's certain parts of that movie I really enjoy. So it's kind of like, and that's one of those ones where I would turn on and watch for 5 minutes. I don't know if I would sit down and watch the whole movie if it was on.
I literally find it impossible to turn it off.
Bronx Tale I find highly underrated, though, as a movie.
It's an excellent movie.
Number five on my list was actually, my first draft was as high as number two. And then I realized I basically only watch it for one scene. So that would be The Replacements, the Keanu Reeves football movie.
Yeah.
And the scene I absolutely love is the second time the striking football players flip over Keanu's truck.
Yeah.
And his two offensive linemen come in and one of them starts shooting out the windows.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I just love it where the guy says, you're going to pay for that. He goes, no, I'm not. And then they, in the meeting room, and the coach saying, if anyone has any handguns they would like to turn in. So that's the one, especially that scene. I have to, if that scene isn't on yet, I'm going to sit there till that scene's on.
Okay.
What do you got at number four?
I got The Patriot with Mel Gibson.
That is surprising.
I don't like Mel Gibson all that much, but I love that movie. It had Heath Ledger in it, first of all. I really like him. He makes it in another movie on my list. But I don't know. I can't turn it off. That little girl, the little blonde girl, that he falls in love with his dead wife's sister. Like, I don't know. I love it.
I've never seen the movie, and quite frankly, I'm not really big into Revolutionary War era movies.
It's not a lot more than that. Also, the villain in it is really good, so.
Who plays the bad guy?
I don't know. One of those guys you don't know who it is, but every time you see him, you're like, he's always a bad guy.
My number four is Office Space.
Oh, yeah.
I love Office Space.
I can't watch that on TV, though. Like, I literally have seen it on TV and been like, oh, I own that. And I can't put it in the DVD player and watch it from the beginning.
Every single time, I will catch crap for my wife for watching that movie. She goes, haven't you seen this? I'm like, yeah.
What's your point? I love this movie.
It's one of those, it's so simple, and I don't know what it is that I really like about it, but don't know. It just appeals to me. I mean, when they take the printer out back and they shoot the scene where they're just beating it with a baseball bat.
Awesome. It's also, there's one lady at work that has a red stapler and I keep trying to steal it. There's not a better comedy about work life than that movie.
Yeah, if you've ever worked in an office environment, you immediately right off the bat.
Yep.
What do you got at number three?
Number three is Kill Bill. One and two. Either one. I'll watch either one.
Again, you know my feelings. Yeah. The way they get rid of Lucy Liu, I refuse to watch it.
I know, but I love him.
And I don't like him with Thurman.
I don't like her either, but it's for some reason, she kicks ass in that movie. And I don't really like Quentin Tarantino either. Like, but to me, this is like his one of his best movies.
My number three is Super Troopers.
I've never seen that.
Oh my God.
I know. I think that might be just too stupid for me.
It is. The thing is there's so many lines I like to quote from that movie. And it's just one of those ones. I don't know. It's one of those ones you're either going to hate it or you're going to love it. There's no in-between with this. What do you got at your number two?
Number two is A Knight's Tale.
Interesting. That's on my list. Slightly higher.
It's a fantastic movie and a horrible movie all at the same time. I love it. Geoffrey Chaucer, naked, walking down the road. Every part of it is the best use of a David Bowie song in a movie ever. Like, I don't know. I can't turn it off. I can't ever turn it off.
Well, you saw that link I
did. That was the best thing ever. I told my wife we had to get married again so we could do the dance.
That looked like it was a cotillion or something where they decided. That movie actually inspired me to come up with this idea for this list because we'll get there. Okay, I'm just going to skip ahead.
Okay.
That is actually my number one choice.
There you go.
And the reason why is it's been on regular TV probably about four or five times in the last week or so. And every time it's been on, I'm like, oh, Night Tale's on, and I'll click it on, and I'll still be cleaning or whatever. But, I mean, there's so many. Again, it's not like there's certain, just the scenes in the beginning were good. There's stuff that throughout the movie that I'm like, oh, I got to wait for this scene. And then, okay, there's this scene here. And, possibly the only scene I don't really care for is, oddly enough, it's probably one of the more sappier scenes when he goes to see his father because there's not a lot of action going on.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, that was my number one. Let me go ahead, before you give your number one, let me just jump back to my number two, which you're going to say is a cop-out.
Oh, boy.
Any Vince Vaughn comedy. I was coming up with my list, and I'm like, okay, we have Old School. We have Wedding Crashers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like going through, I was like, what's the thing in common with all these? It's Vince Vaughn. And for me, if it's a Vince Vaughn comedy, he's done some others that aren't comedy, but I'm going to watch it if it's on because he's just hilarious.
That's all right. That's acceptable.
You let me take that cop out?
I'll let you take that one.
Well, you did combine three into one.
I did combine three because it was a genre.
All right. What do you got for your number one?
My number one is Gladiator.
I chuckle only because it just missed my list.
Are you not entertained? I mean, that movie, it came on when I was on vacation. And of course, my wife has never seen it because she hates violent movies.
Oh, she would never. She would not want to watch this movie.
No, she was like, what do you like about this movie? I'm like, what do you not like about this movie? This movie is amazing. And Joaquin Phoenix is like the creepiest, evilest guy ever. It's just awesome. And I don't even like Russell Crowe. Like, I don't really like him as a person.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's kind of a douchebag. But I love this movie. Love it.
I think Joaquin Phoenix, I don't think he won an award, but he didn't. He should have won an award for this movie because he was awesome in this movie.
He's like one of my top three villains ever. He's awesome.
Again, when I was doing for my list, I had two, when I did my first draft, I had two non-comedies on there. And then, like I said, Gladiator really hasn't been on a lot lately, so that's why I dropped it off my list. One of the scenes, Are You Not Entertained, where he just goes and dispatches the guy really quick.
Yeah.
That's awesome. My other favorite scene is when he goes, it's the first fight in the Colosseum where he just gets everyone organized together.
Yeah. I like, the lions coming out at him.
So.
Taking out all the chariots that are coming after it. I mean, this one guy, and he's basically just obliterates all of these animals, horses, everything else.
And you cannot not root for the guy based on what happened to him.
You can't. It's like,
you know.
And then in the end, when he got stabbed, he got stabbed before he went out, and he still kills that. Still kills him.
See, that's the one where I didn't like the ending of that movie. I didn't like him dying at the end.
Oh, he's back with his wife and his kid. I was happy.
I guess how, well, whatever.
I was happy.
The other one that would have made my list, but it's never on enough, but if it's on, for me, it's a Transporter. Your first one, I consider that just about, for my taste, the perfect action movie for me.
Jason Statham is awesome.
I mean, that first fight scene he has where he goes in and after they blew up his car, when he walks in, he kicks the door open and they're playing that weird music and he's just laying beatings on everybody.
You know what movie came on, like, 2 weeks ago? I don't know what happened. Like, I just happened to be slipping through and it came on. Was War. It was Jason Statham and Jet Li.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know I've seen this movie. I know it's not going to be as good because it's on TV and they're going to cut out things and they're going to make the swears not be swears. But, like, I watched the whole damn thing.
What the fruit's going
from
on?
From the beginning, I watched the whole thing and I... It's still a great movie.
Are you fruitin' kidding me?
Yeah, are you fruitin' kidding me?
Well, it's crazy with that is that Jet Li, Jason Statham seem to do like at least 3 or 4 movies together.
Yeah.
And I remember the one.
I like War. I like that one. That one was good.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
That's the one where Jet Li becomes the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Jason Statham the ghost was... or whatever. Yeah, Jason Statham, was he his partner and had him killed? Yeah.
So you think Jason Statham's a good guy the whole time, and then he ends up being the bad guy? You're like, mind blown!
It's Jason Statham, he's not supposed to be the bad guy. So there we go, those are our top 5 movies we have to watch.
Oh, and if you haven't seen War, sorry, I just kind of blew the end for you.
Spoiler alert. Or let's put it this way. If you haven't seen War, then you know it's been out for a long time.
Years.
Yeah. Next up, I have my questions that I like to throw out to, when Shannon and Joe are here. But since Joe's not here, we'll just do Shannon. First question. There's an article about a bust of a John Denver head that was stolen after, I guess, there was the local heavy metal station in Denver did some party at a hotel. Someone stole the head. Is there a local landmark that you would like to abscond off with?
First of all, why is there a John Denver bust?
It was for like some local music hall of fame or whatever, and the family
donated. John Denver made it in there?
The family donated the head, and I guess people like to take pictures with it or pat it on its head when they're walking by.
All right.
Is there anything that you would like to... either that you would like to have or just like to see gotten rid of locally?
Oh, I would like to see that stupid plantation owner knocked down from the freaking inn that's no longer open anymore in Chicopee.
It's only slightly racist?
It's very racist. I don't know how it has managed to stay. I need to take a picture and send it to like Rush Limbaugh or somebody that will like go off on this and get it taken down.
Rush Limbaugh won't have that taken down. He would appreciate that.
No, I don't know. Give me somebody. ACLU? I don't know. Who's going to take it down?
Do you know the story behind
that? NAACP? I don't know. I need to call the Reverend Talbert Swan and be like, get on this, buddy.
You would think. I joked with Joe one time. We're coming back from a rugby match, and we're coming through. It's right off the highway. You come through
the Mass Pike.
Yeah, you come out of the tolls, and it's sitting right in front of you. I told Joe, I said, you should file a lawsuit and sue those bastards for that.
Well, they went bankrupt, so it's just sitting there. Like, someone needs to take it down.
Now, do you know the history of that, though?
No, it's a plantation owner.
Prior to that, that used to be over at Lincoln Ford. It used to be the Honest Abe, the big guy who looked like...
Looked like Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, yeah.
They turned Abraham Lincoln, the guy that freed the slaves, into a plantation owner?
Yes, they did.
Whose bright idea was that?
But, I actually took it one step further when I did my research. This was going to be I was going to do a whole segment on this at one point.
Ugh.
I went one step further. Originally, it was actually, and it wasn't from this area, it was from somewhere else, but it was shipped over. It was supposed to be like they had a chef's hat on his head originally. It was supposed to be like for a pizza place. So it went from Italian pizza maker to Abraham Lincoln to plantation owner.
I don't think it can get much worse.
So that's
the history. I say that now, but it's going to end up somewhere else.
All right. I'm glad I put that question in.
Yes, that's what I like to see, get rid of.
That's going
to
take a place of a lot of crap that I'm editing out. So, all right. I mentioned this last week. This was going to be a question. I don't know if you paid attention.
Probably not.
We know what creepy Rob Lowe does when Cable's out. What would creepy Shannon do?
What do I do when Cable's out? I read.
That's not creepy.
I know it's not. I'm not a creepy person. You know what I do is I Facebook stalk people.
I was going to say, if you wanted to read, creepy Shannon would go down to the grocery store and just follow people reading excerpts from the book out.
No, I do Facebook stalk people, but I mostly do that for work, though. That's part of my job, is to internet stalk people that work for my company to try to find out dirt on them. So I do find that creepy sometimes.
See, I was trying to think what creepy Dan would do, and I think the only thing he would do is, again, would probably go to someplace public like a grocery store and offer random bits of trivia that no one ever wanted to know, probably about stuff that they were about to buy.
Do you know what people find really creepy? Have you ever been in an elevator and just turned around and looked at people?
Oh, my God.
It's so fun. Like, you go in the elevator. Like, you're at the front of the elevator, right? You're near the door, and the elevator has a couple people on it. Just turn around and look towards the back. Like, and if, like, you see how weird they, people start moving, they start getting all creeped out, and then just start talking to them. Hey.
So creepy Shannon would ride elevators staring at people. That's what creepy Shannon would do.
It's fun. Try it sometime.
Speaking of creepy, is there anything creepier than clowns? Or a clown staring at you in an elevator?
A midget clown?
A midget clown.
That would be really creepy.
Okay.
And that happens every year at the damn Shriners. There's always a midget clown.
We don't use the term midget. We use the term little people.
Look it. It was a midget clown. Okay.
Oh, boy.
When I was little, they used to drive down Memorial Street in West Springfield, and I lived right off that road, right near the Big E. And every year, they would come with their creepy little cars and their creepy little clowns and their little midget clown guy they had.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And finally, what kind of cheese on a cheeseburger?
That's a tough one.
See, I only have two correct answers.
Well, that's hard. It's a hard question. Usually, it's American.
See, here's my problem with American cheese. There's no flavor.
Well, I like Land O'Lakes American. There is flavor in that.
Barely.
But, like, I don't like cheddar because it's too oily.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's just my personal opinion. It's really oily cheese. And I don't like I personally don't like sharp cheddar. So, if you're going to eat cheddar, you might as well eat sharp cheddar, and I don't really like it. I do enjoy the Colby Jack. And that's usually what I will go for if I have, like, choices spread out in front of me.
See, for me, it's got to be either extra, extra sharp cheddar, sharp as they can get it, or gorgonzola, and that's it. If it's not those two, I'd rather not even have a cheeseburger.
Really?
Hmm. I like the stinkier the cheese, the better it is for me.
Yeah, so. I don't like the bacon and blue. Like, I don't like that.
Blue cheese and bacon, that's like perfect.
I've recently realized I like the bacon on a burger, which was like a whole, because before I would get the bacon on the side and I eat the bacon separately.
Okay.
And then I forgot to order it that way this summer, and it came on anyway, and the cheese was too ingrained in it, like I couldn't get it apart.
Yep.
So I ate it together, and the bacon ended up being really good on the cheeseburger, so.
Ketchup or mayonnaise on your hamburger?
Both.
Oh, God.
Mayonnaise on the bun, ketchup on the burger.
I don't understand people's affinity for mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise.
Oh, it looks so, it's just nasty.
And it has to be Hellman's mayonnaise.
And it's got to be mayonnaise. It's not Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip, okay? I tell you, Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise. It's not. It doesn't, if you even look at the label, it says it is dressing. There's no such, dressing is salad dressing. Okay, that whole That whole line needs to be obliterated. I cannot stand... I always thought I didn't like coleslaw. It's because my mom made it with Miracle Whip. I like coleslaw, just not with Miracle Whip. I hate Miracle Whip. My dad was in charge of making us lunch one day. He made us sandwiches with Miracle Whip, and we refused to eat them. Oh, he had to eat, like, four sandwiches.
Does it even look different when it's on? Can you tell by looking at it?
I can tell by the smell. As soon as it gets anywhere near my nose, I'm like, this is disgusting.
All right, that's good to know. See, I hate mayonnaise and Miracle Whip.
So. I love mayonnaise. And it has to be Hellman's mayonnaise.
Oh, I'll buy the generic stuff.
No, it tastes different.
I only eat it in tuna fish.
It tastes different. It tastes so different.
It's all the same to me.
And in one of my favorite places, Celery Stock in West Springfield, their mayonnaise is bad. I don't know what kind of mayonnaise they use, but they so I guess they get mustard.
See, I won't touch mustard with a 10-foot pole. Yuck.
Well, on roast beef, it tastes good.
No, it doesn't. You know what I have on my roast beef? What? Nothing.
No, you just eat the meat.
Cheese, meat, bread. That's what I want. I don't need lettuce on there. Don't even think about it.
It's not like Sam. That's how he eats his sandwiches. Yeah.
I tell people, if I want, you go with lettuce and tomato, I was like, no, if I want lettuce and tomato, I will get a salad. Sandwich, meat, cheese, bread. That's it. It's simple.
All right.
Maybe a little bit of barbecue sauce if it's chicken, you know, chicken sub or something, or a little tomato sauce if you're going with a parm action.
I don't know.
Or hot sauce. Okay, there's a few exceptions to the rule.
Clearly.
But no mayonnaise for me. All right, so those were just the questions I had for you. So that, I don't know if that was worth firing it back up, although I did like your reaction to that one.
The plantation owner?
Yeah.
That thing needs to be obliterated. I really need to start maybe I need to start one of those, what is it, the petitions online? Remove this racist plantation owner.
That thing just...
Bring him back to his old glory of Honest Abe.
Even the name, it was the Plantation Inn. It was just It was just awful.
And the only people that lived there were hookers. no one would stay there. Like, no normal family was going to be like, oh, let's stay at the Plantation Inn this weekend.
Well, it's such an odd place. I think back in, like, maybe in the 70s when it first opened, I don't even think that was the original name.
No, it was a different... And it was a nice hotel back then.
Yeah, I think they had a big pool.
It's a freaking rundown piece of crap.
Now it's just that crappy-ass place near
it's closed now. Yeah. They went bankrupt last year.
Near a bowling alley.
Yeah, it's next to the bowling alley.
You want to move on to winners and losers, or do you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's start out. You got a loser this week? I have a controversial loser.
Oh, what's your loser?
My loser is Miss Julia Webb. Why is it controversial? Well, she set a record for the fastest 10K with a baby stroller.
Wasn't her baby, though, right?
It wasn't her baby. She used a friend's baby instead. This is why I consider her a loser. Her friend's baby was 7 months old. Her kid is 2 years old.
She should have pushed her own kid.
Exactly. And this is how I look at it. A, you should be using your own kid. And B, if a woman has a 7-month-old baby, that means she could only train for, what, 6-7 months? Whereas if you had a 2-year-old, you could be training for 2 years for this. So I think, you know, you have to use the correct size kid for... but I guess she just wanted to break a record. So while you may have broke a record, you are my loser.
Mine's Max loser of the week.
You got a winner this week?
I don't know. I have to go with Tim Cook.
Tim Cook? The guy from Apple?
Good for him.
I have, and I'm going to give honorable mention to one guy because I hate him, but he did something good, and despite the fact I think he's a dirtbag, he did something good, so I'll give him as an honorable mention would be Kid Rock. Mm. I guess he surprised his an autistic fan of his. Is it autistic?
Down syndrome,
sorry. But my winner this week is, and I'm going to mispronounce her name, is Jenny Keels. She went into, she came out of a coma this week and gave birth to a healthy girl. I guess she got hit by a truck earlier in the month that was in a coma. So.
Yeah, but they say that she's in a childlike state and she doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, I didn't read that part.
You didn't read the whole story, did you?
No, I was just happy that she came out of the coma and she gave birth. The picture made it look like she was happy.
She did come out of the coma, she did give birth, but
she has
not...
brain damage?
Yes, there's definite brain damage.
All right, let me edit this out. Where am I? Let me find another winner. All right.
I mean,
my winner this week is the Washington Redskins for defeating their enemies, the Dallas Cowboys, in convincing fashion on Monday Night Football. Hail to the Redskins.
My quarterback on the back. For it. Next time we play, we're taking out his knee.
Well, that's it for this episode. Let me just recap our email address, podsmack1@gmail.com. Twitter @Podsmack, website www.gotpodsmack.blogspot.com. And I guess that's it.
Joe Jones. I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.